Yesterday we discussed the world famous Pesachei Tshuva in the very first Pesachei Tshuva in Hilchos Nida, which he quotes the Tracy Plessy, the Chavazaz, Shretari, that are machmir, based upon the Gemara. The Gemara talks about in the Zayin Amar Beis the concept of Ardusha Velavadaita, a woman having a Hardusha, which is undefined. We're not sure if it's Hardusha as Dam or Hardusha as Aid Tashkish Meridlaim. And says the Gemara, the Hardusha is ambiguous. And the Tracy Plessy spearheads the research into what shot, what the trap shot in the Gemara is. Does the Gemara mean to be telling us that if a woman doesn't know what her Hardusha is, we then might be Matamehir, but if she knows that her Hardusha is not Hardusha's Nida, she's Tahara? Or maybe no. Even if she thinks she knows her Hardusha is Hardusha's something else, she's still Tamea, she's still considered a Nida. How do we pass it in? So it's a Machlokas. The Pesachei Tshuva does quote some quotes the Machmirim. Here we pointed out to Sidrei Tarei himself, who is Machmir, is argued on by the Sidrei Tarei himself, who has done it's Makruf Tzadi, the end of Sifkat and Tzadi Dimel, is Mekel. So it's a Machlokas HaPostrim itself, Ravadia quotes the Netash Hashuvim, others, Ba'arichos, that is say, come on, we know that the real reading of the Gemara is not that she knows what her Hardusha is, we still say, you think you know, but you don't know. No! It means she didn't know what her Hardusha is, but she doesn't know, we say she's Tamea. But if she knows that her Hardusha, she was careful. She knows her Hardusha is not her Hardusha's Dam, she's Tahara. So Ravadia Lamaisa's Mekel, we pointed out yesterday, Ravadia is a Mekel HaLacha Lamaisa. The woman says, I did a bedika, but I know that Hardusha was not Hardusha's bedika. The Hardusha was just Hardusha's bedika. It was not Hardusha's dam, not Hardusha's nida. Or Tashmish Meirudlaim. Ravadi says if she knows what her Hardusha was, we believe her. She's totally nemenes. We suggested a point that Rav Wilv makes in his article, but stops short. He leaves it Sarachim. He blibes with. He doesn't want to say halacha lemaisa lemaisa. We can out Ravadi. We can say that Bizman Azeh, every woman is guaranteed that when she thinks she had Hardusha's aid, Tashish or Meridlaim, she's correct. Why? Because Bizman Azeh, there's no Hardusha's Dam Nida. So every woman, even if she's not sure what her Hardusha was, she doesn't know anything about Hardushas. Even if she doesn't know what's going on, she still, Menachrech, did not have Hardusha's Dam Nida because, simply stated, there is no Hardusha's Dam Nida Bizman Azeh. So L'Chorul, if he's there, even if we would paskin, like the Tracy Plessy, like the Sidrei Tara, like the Chavos Das, that say that if she says that she has a certain Hardusha, we don't believe her, that's only in a time where there's an idea of Hardusha. But Bizman Azeh, there's no Hardusha with Ara, we should say a woman is always Tahara. Lamaisa, though, Rabbi Willard does not say so. Lamaisa, and it's hard to be Makel, Lamaisa, even though the Lamda sounds very correct, Lamaisa on such a thing, we would still view it as a Machalkas Apostim. If a woman comes right after Tashmish, right after Meridlaim, right after a case of Bedika, and finds Dam, we should still L'chor b'choshesh this Machalkas Achronim of perhaps Duma Adrush of Avadaita. Again, even though we would want to say that she's Tara Ogami, there's no Hardusha, it's hard to say that since L'matzinu Zeh in contemporary postim. However, there are several examples that even though we are in theory, machmir for this Plessy, for this Chavos Das, that there's an idea of Ardush of Avadaita, we can be Mekel Halacha Maisa. Case number one. Although the Gemara talks about three different mistaken Hardushos, Meridlaim, Tashmish, and Aid, postum Armekel, Mishmar Satara quotes this, Rav Willard says this Halacha Maisa, postum Armekel, Lamaisa, in the case of Meridlaim. None other than the great Chazon Ish is Mekel, even though the Chazon Ish in Siman Sadi in Yeridei, it's a hard Chazon Ish to read. Most Chazon Ish is written in the Chazon Ish's Goinus, he wrote often in very terse terminology. It's hard to read what Chazon Ish is saying, but he quotes one very easy to understand Raya. He proves that there's no chiyuv bizman azeh to be choshesh if a woman has dam right after Meridlaim to say that she is a chashash hardasha. What's his Raya? He says, we know, as we'll see, one of the leniencies that Chazal gave for a woman who has a kesem, kesem of course means dam, shalava hardasha, if she has a kesem, says the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, on begadim savonim, on kol garments, she's tahara. that's how we passed him. Even a significant amount of blood, if it's on bedadim tzavonim, we're mekel. And the Gemara says, Chazal bedafkel, let women wear bedadim tzavonim bezman hazeh, in order to save themselves from chasamim. Chazal said, we have the power to say women should be machmir and not wear anything aside from white undergarments. But when I say we're mekel, women are allowed to wear any color garments they want, in order to obviate the concern of chasamim. But we do know, what if a woman has a real period? Dam behargasha. And the dam all comes under the dam of Savonim. Is she Tahara or Tameya? She's Tameya, because the whole kul is only Chasamim. Chasamim Drabanan, because I'll say, Drabanan, we're not concerned, we're not Machmir and Bedadim Savonim. But if it's Nidam in a Torah, so no matter what, she's still going to be considered Tameya. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't understand. Let's say we tell a woman she should wear colored undergarments the entire day. This way, if she happens to find Chasamim when she's changing into pajamas at night, the chasamim are not a problem because they're only on bedadim tzavonim. Says the Chazon Ish, I don't understand. If we're concerned that whenever a woman went to the bathroom, that hargashas mered layim, the hargasha, the sensation of needing to go to the bathroom, might be confused with hargashas dam, then how can it be the woman puts on colored undergarments in the morning, goes through the entire day, takes off the colored undergarments at night, and finds chasamim, finds stains on the garment, L'chora, during the time from morning to night, she went to the bathroom. So sometime during the day, she had hargashas mered layim. If you tell me hargashas mered layim might be confused with hargashas dam, we should always say those psamim are a problem, because sometime during the day she had a hargasha, and now she found the psamim. You think they're just stains, they're just spotting? It's not true. It's real hargasha and dam. So Chazon Ish says, obviously, from the very fact that Chazal said halacha l'maisa, you can wear begadim tzivonim, it proves to us that we're not concerned that a hardrasha that she had during the day of mered layim would be confused with hardrasha's dam. And halacha l'maisa, hardrasha's mered layim is always going to be hardrasha, which is not going to cause problems with hardrasha's dam. Right, or we could even say that it's her job before she goes to the bathroom to check and see that there's no, or right after the bathroom she has to check there's no dam, and then she's going to be scot free for that time, for sure. L'chora, you could be docha the Chazon Ish's raya. But what we see is that the Chazon Ish, let's use the gavra more than the raya. The Chazon Ish himself, l'maisa, was mekel on the idea of mered layim. And even if you would be mefalpa back and forth on the raya of the Chazon Ish in general, since we know the whole thing is motzav b'machlokes, and we really want to say b'zman hazeh, there's no hardrasha, there's nothing to talk about. We wouldn't have the guts to say that. But at least if we have the Chazon Ish that says that he's making a mered layim, halacha maisa, we should be mekel. If a woman finds dam right after mered layim, we should be mekel halacha l'maisa. So usually, when I teach chasanim, I always tell them that they should tell their wives that they should at least wait a few seconds after using the bathroom, after mered layim, before treating themselves, in order to make sure that even if there would be a hargasha, there would be a few seconds gap. Or even better, don't look. The whole problem comes only if you know there's dam. But if you don't know there's dam, then there's nothing to talk about. So it's still better. Why get involved in machalkas? Meaning we know that's a machalkas between the Chassidei Tara in his own opinion himself and Tracy Placey Chavis Das, if hardasha, mered layim, hardasha of urination can be confused with a sensation of real hardasha and make that sensation of urination cause her period to be considered a real period rather than chesem. We know that's true, even though we definitely have room to be mekel. We have number one, it's machlokas. Number two, the Chazon Ish says there's no concern with mered layim altogether. But why get involved? It's always better to head something off at the pass, to not even be involved in machlokas. So if you can avoid it and not walk in the bathroom altogether, matov umanoim. If a person does, a person has such a shaila, there's room to be mekel anyway, but why bother getting involved if you don't have to? And Well, there's a few. No, if it's hargasha, then you don't care about chasamim. Then it's a real serious. Then it's you can. The only solution, Rav Moshe, that you're referring to of disposable things not being on top of chasamim is only if you make it to a level of a kesem, which is drabanan. But if you have it in juxtaposition with hargasha, then you have a serious problem. Right. That's worse.
What do you consider
it's It's hard to know. But let's say at least the simplest shear is the shear of the Gemara, Asyom, a few seconds. So if you said she counts to 10, at least it should be okay. Or don't look. So again, halacha ma'aseh, there's room to be makel. But why bother getting involved if you don't have to in such a situation? Aaron. No, not according to Pesi Plesi. According to Pesi Plesi, it's Pesha Shardasha. The Tracy Placey. You shouldn't involve the Tracy Placey that says it would be considered a real hard Russia, which is... No, so then we have a dynamic functionality of the fact that it could be on the toilet seat itself in a Kabbal Tumah. Or you have on the toilet paper or something which is also in a Kabbal Tumah, it's disposable. You have other leniencies, perhaps, if it's a Kesem.
Right, but the point is, who would want to find a Kesem?
Ultimately, for sure. That's what Will says, that once, many years ago, a woman had very frequent shilos. In the bathroom, she had dam, she had some sort of observation. So he said, my psach, after a while, Tefton Tony, what to do, he said, my psach is, take out the light bulb in the bathroom. Meaning, don't look, don't get involved in the machlokas. You're right, why get involved with psalm and mozadel, for sure. But certainly, with the crazy place, it's still better to not get involved. I often tell chasanim that halacha, hilchos nida, and the U.S. Army have the same policy. Don't ask, don't tell. Don't get involved altogether. But again, if it would happen, we have room to be makel. We do have room to be makel. The same thing is true. Another case of being makel is b'dichas aid. We mentioned that if a woman does an internal examination, even though she thinks she has no sensation, that's a concern of hardasha, because the aid causes an internal sensation. That's going to be confused with the hardasha, could make her into nida min haTorah. But the Pesach Yeshuva already quotes from the Chavos Das that we only say that's true if it's a really internal examination. Then it's considered hardashas nida min haTorah. But if it's kinuach ba'alma, something which is kinuach, just a little, an external light, then we're makel. And here it's interesting that we have, everyone saw the same words. The Chavos Das, the Pesach Yeshuva write that kinuach is not a problem, just an external light is not a problem, and an internal light is a problem. The question is, what about all the areas in between? Here, so Rav Avadya takes this and flies with it. He says, kinuach means until you go ad machom shosham hashdash, very, very deep inside the vaginal canal, there's nothing to talk about. That's not going to imitate a hardasha. And the Shmaras Tara says, kinuach, you know, it's hard to know. Almost everything could be considered more internal than a kinuach. Unless you know it's really, really external, always be machmir, maybe it's considered real insertion. So it's funny. We have the two endpoints we know. Totally inside is a problem. Totally outside is not a problem. What about all the areas in between? Rav Avadya says, oh, until you know totally inside, mutter. And the Shmaras Tara says, no, even if you're a little bit internal, it should be a problem. Usually we're makel unless it's really inside, a significant bedika, something which is really internal, then we're machmir, more like Rav Avadya than the Mishmar Satara, who has an atiyah lahachmir in this situation. But that's instance number two that we have, even though we might be machmir l'chadchila for meriglayim, tashmish, and aid, we have leniencies. Number one, meriglayim, we obviate, based on Chazanish, and Eitan pointed out, Rabbi Simon quoted Rabbi Moshe in his Trubus to Rishim and Ida, a similar idea about meriglayim, so meriglayim is not a concern if it happens with the Evid. Similarly, aid. Aid also means only if it's a real bedika, not something which is external. What about this case? There's an invention made in the 50s or 60s called the tampon, which is more a some sort of sponge that women use internally to absorb dam nida. The question is, if a tampon is put inside, that should be considered. That's pretty deep. That should probably be considered like Bedichas Aid. It mimics the sensation of dam nida. That would make her nida min haTorah if she finds dam on that tampon. So rule number one is if a woman uses a tampon, if it's during her days of nida, then she is a nida anyway. But if it's during the Zayin Nikiyim, or even during days that she's muteris to her husband, she should make sure to take the tampon out and not look. Throw it out right away. Again, U.S. Army, don't ask, don't tell. Ignore the tampon. Try to throw it out, wrap it up, don't look at it altogether, don't get involved in this machlokas. Still, it's still machlokas, because aid, and maybe even the Rambam, nimtza b'prozdor, if you know about it. There's no chiyuv if you know about it. No, not because Rav Avadya says it's only kriach b'chutz, just because the whole idea of an aid being a sensation is a added chumrah. So it's better to just get rid of the knowledge of that. But now, what about this case? Think about this. Woman puts in a tampon, so she doesn't look at the tampon. But while the tampon is in somehow, she finds dam on her undergarment. So what do we say about such a situation? The undergarment of the self is even better than kinuach. It's totally external. There's no reason to say that's anything more than a kesem. That's just spotting, which is only midrabanim. But that kesem was found together with a tampon which is inside. So the tampon inside might create a hardasha, creates a sensation, and we have 1 plus 1 equals 3. We have tampon is a sensation with no dam, let's say, but bedded with this dam with no sensation, put them together, we have sensation plus dam. Perhaps in such a situation, it should be machmir. If you want to be machmir like this, like the Tracy Placey, and say that in such a situation that we have something internal with dam, it's nidan in that Torah, then with ora, even this case where the internal thing doesn't have dam on it, but there's dam on an undergarment, the fact that there's dam on the undergarment itself makes it considered dam that came with the sensation. So sure, the tampon makes the sensation, and the kesem on the undergarment provides the blood. What would we say in such a situation? Aaron? Let's say she saw there's no blood even. Let's say. It's funny because the postman points out that it's very possible that as much as we think that a tampon would fill up the entire cavity to have dam on it, sometimes dam can have its ways of going out around anyway. Let's say. What do you think, Zed?
I think when we taste the spot, if she had a tampon and was clean, and now on her underwear, then it must have come.
Right, okay, so let's say, I think you could argue not like that, but let's say the tampon was thrown out. Let's say she doesn't know anything about the tampon, there's no evidence one way or the other. But you know there's a hardasha time. Adam? Okay, so fine. Let's say it was. Or even let's say she kept the tampon, she had the tampon in. She went to the, and then the problem is she knows that she already heard or will stop light bulbs out in the bathroom, so she's not looking at the tampon. She doesn't want to look at it, but she knows she has it on her undergarments, and that's considered a problem. Yeah, what do you think? Right. It's possible. Again, since the postman do point out it is possible to have osamokum full, unless it's totally full with some sort of cotton, you could still have dam, but someone could circumvent it. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but that is very possible proof. Very possible. What do you think?
We're considering the entire kind of answers. The entire kind of tampon is in there, that's considered the kind of thing you're getting
in
the
hard. So you happen to be pointing out, Ray Willard once told me, he thought, you know, he's not so sure even though we are macrolamites on tampons. One could have made a case to say that that's not considered internal hardasha. Hardasha means the aid, the sensation of the aid going around, not necessarily the tampon. Although he didn't want to say this halacha l'maisa to be made in such a situation, but you're right. You could have said that. You could have said that it's not necessarily hardasha. Right. You could be right. It's unclear. It is a possibility. That's true. Michael?
So therefore, it should not be a problem.
Oh, so that's very interesting. So I spoke to Ray Willard yesterday. He told me that he thought, in such a situation, one could be metal. We're not going to add more chumras to the Gemara. The whole idea of the Gemara, the whole idea of the Gemara, aid Tashish Meir Raim itself, we in theory could get rid of. That hardasha. Bizman is that. But even if we don't want to get rid of it, that itself is machlokas. And if it's machlokas, we'll keep the exact case of the Gemara on the aid in the Meraglayim or on the Shas Tashmish, but not to say that if it's found outside, it's not that mentioned in the Gemara itself, we'll hurry this room to be made in such a situation. In a similar vein, these things from a Palach Lamaisa. A tampon is inserted entirely internal, it's inserted internally, but in order to come out, there's a string which it has on it in order to pull it out. So what if the woman finds dam just on the string? There also, she found dam, but the dam was only on the string, so you could have said it just trickled down to the string, but the string is usually external. In such a situation, we should be makel as well, based on the same idea that the Gemara says aid. We're not going to say that even though the aid is in the Shas Maisa and the sensation could be on something else, we're going to close a problem. So it's going to be, you're right, as Aaron pointed out, it's still going to be a kesem. We have to deal with, as we'll see, there are certain leniencies that are going to make it even not a kesem, but we did at least drop it down a notch from being nida min haTorah because of the sensation to nida only midrabanan because there is no problem on the string or the undergarment at the same time. Adam? In a Konami, same thing. It depends on how. The reason there's an extra string on the aid is in order to do a mochtochuk. But if a woman does a bedika and the entire thing is inside, then it's not going to help if it's on the string. It depends on how it was used. It seems to Jeanette. Michael.
I don't know the reason why we're seeing, because of the on the tampon itself, that we said that when she should look at the sakuna, why is the actual tampon a sakuna? Who is the
No, maybe midrabanan, but then you don't have to necessarily know. Right, you don't have to necessarily know that. Right. And the fourth kula, so far we have three kulas, even within the world of the achronim that are machmir for sensations that accompany nida, we have number one, meraglayim, chazanish, Rav Moshe, armeitel. Number two, b'dichas aid, if it's chinuach, or something which is pretty external rather than totally inside. Number three, the tampon case, tampon b'tzavsa, tampon together with, or something else with, Ketzim found on the outside, we're not going to be mapped by that far. And number four. Aaron? Correct. But it's just that since there is a little bit of a gray area in terms of what Kinoach is, we can be more mapped on the Kinoach, we can definitely even be more accepting of Ravadia's very liberal understanding of Kinoach if we know the whole thing is Machlokas Lamaisa. And number four, this happens also, all these things are Halacha Lamaisa. What happens if a woman is together with her husband, and afterwards, the husband finds dam on himself. So according to the Gemara, you saw the Gemara, what's the halacha if the husband finds dam on himself, even not right after Tashrish, even a little while later? What's the halacha? She should be tamei. Why? Because we know that his body does not produce dam. Where is the dam coming from? Obviously it comes from her. And it's funny, if you think about it, usually there's two reasons to be tamei in such a situation. It depends on where on his body he finds the dam. But usually that's similar to B'dichas aid and also the sensation of tashmish. Both of those are to be incriminating and make that into a hardasha together with dam, make it tmei min haTorah. However, what if the husband finds it on his body? So very Willard thought, in such a situation, there's room to be makil, although the postman do not seem to, the classic approach of the postman is not to say this, that if it's only on his body alone, and there's no other dam found in her body, nothing else found anywhere else, there's room to be makel in such a situation, depending on each situation in of itself, room to be makel and say that we're not choshesh for hadrashas tashmish in such a situation. What's pshat? Well, chari, if you're machmir for hadrashas tashmish in of itself, that kula doesn't hold any water. What do you mean? It was only found in him, was not found anywhere else, so the period didn't start. Big deal. Well, nice that we know that after tashmish, even a kesem, is going to be considered made into a chumra min haTorah, she should be tamei altogether. But at least betzir of other kulas, very well thought, we can be made in such a situation to say that, just use your head. If there's only dam, a little bit of dam on his body, and nothing else that came altogether, in all probability, something happened, there's some other scratch or something that happened to his body, rather than being dam from her body. Now, strictly speaking, we would not say that. But if we're saying the whole idea is a machlokas altogether, there's room to use such a kula, betzir of perhaps other kulas in a case of that happening in halacha maisa.
The one itself separates Mitzah Shalom and Al Shabbat. So it means that that thing, it seems like that's not.
Right, for sure. For sure. So
and even if that's the Rabbana, right? So he's seen, so we can't avoid the problem now.
So yeah, then you have to, it has the same coolest of Kesem, meaning you have to try to think, could it come from something else? What was it found? Did he find it on his body, or maybe only after he cleaned himself, it was found on something which is disposable? You have to try to use other. Right, so I think the point is, since Lamaisa, we're already willing to disregard that strict understanding of the Gemara in of itself, you can add other tzirufim. You're right, but according to the strict reading of the Gemara, it's hard to say that. 100%. Aaron. Both. Let's say, for example, let's say he didn't find it on his body itself, which is, but he found it, let's say, on, after he cleaned himself, found it on something which is disposable. Perhaps you have to think of each case
also,
in of itself.
There's no dam found anywhere else. What if there's dam found on something else, but it's not something that means it's not found somewhere?
No, so then already I think that's a concern. We might say that she would.
You have to be mounted from anywhere else, even if
right,
the other itself would have been
a problem. Let's say, or the novel that you know about. Right. So again, you have to take each case in of itself, but at least that's a reason to say, as Michael pointed out, strict reading that is against the Gemara, I think. Asyom, Tmeim, Chayv, and Makarbon, even if it's Nimasal Shiloh. But if you have the idea that we say that in general, we're willing to be Nachas a little bit to this Kula altogether, you can start adding other Kulas as well. So four Kulas, we have Halacha Maisa, even if we're Machmir, the Kresi Plesi. Halacha Maisa, number one, Merid Layim, we can obviate. Number two, Vichas Aid, even if it's Tinuach, or even something which might be Tinuach, which can be Makel. Number three, if it's on the, if there's a tampon inside and it's found on something which is Makav, which is external, we say that it's still only considered a Kesem. Number four, Tashkish, sometimes you can use other clues to be Makel, even though strictly in the Gemara would not let that happen in such a situation. Anytime.
You know, like the Netzach Hashem, the more Makel reading of the Gemara, that's only where the woman says, I'm sure I didn't feel Hakashah. Would we require that there, or would we assume that no one would feel Hakashah?
Right, I think it's only the Tzirif, at least according to our understanding, that there's no Hakashah today, that's going to be. Right, it's going to be enough. There is, the wild card is, there also is a Gemara in the Fuzayim and Beis in Nida that says clearly, Dam and Nimsa Beprozdar is Tameh. Dam that's found in the Prozdar, any Dam that's found internally, is Tameh no matter what. The Rambam says the reason for that is because it's Chashash that came with the Hardasha. So, strictly speaking, A is very serious because of that idea. It's in the Torah Gemara that Dam, the Prozdar is Tameh because it came with the Hardasha. The problem is, if we don't have Hardasha with Tameh there, then we can still be making on that as well. Make is a Kesem, but it's still a leniency of that as well. We'll see. We'll see if in Simen Kuf Tzadi, we'll talk about the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, which might help us one way or the other as far as all the clues of Tzadi might exist. But maybe it'll just maybe one of the clues, but it'll be the Rabbanim. That we'll see, as Hashem. We see Simen Kuf Tzadi. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Bechasr Shabbat Bahardasha. Sounds like. Good, that's still a kesem. If it's meaning, it goes back to the original discussion. What's Hardasha for? If Hardasha is a Siba, then who cares? What we know is going to be irrelevant. There's a lot more to say. We could spend 6 weeks in the Kollel just talking about the issues of Hardasha and Ksamim. We'll move on to Ksamim Bez Vashem as we go to the Simen Kuf Tzadi. But there's one other very important point to know, which part of which is Halacha Maisa, part of which is not Halacha Maisa, but world famous backgrounds in Hilchos Nida in general. The Pesukim you saw today, the Torah tells us, the end of Parshas Tazria, that there are two different types of ri'os women can have. We mentioned in the very first shir that menstruation itself is like clockwork. It's based upon the normal cycle of the body. A woman ovulates, if the egg is not fertilized, then soon the lining of the endometrium sloughs off. That's what the Torah calls nida. There's another concept the Torah calls zava. As Rav Shechter always says, based on the Pesukim of the Torah, Nida is Be'es Nidasa. That's normal. That's the normal time that she expects. That's why we call it a period. It's a normal time-related thing. Then there is something Be'es Nidasa. The Torah calls Zav is Be'es Nidasa. It's not expected. It's not something that should happen. What's the difference whether she sees blood Be'es Nidasa when it's somewhat normal or Be'es Nidasa when it's not normal, when it's not expected? The Torah says, a Nida usually has a period for several days. And the Torah says, as soon as she has a little bit of blood, she's smear for 7 days. However, she can keep on seeing blood for all those 7 days, as long as by the end of the 7th day, she stops seeing blood. And before Shkia, she can check herself and prove that the blood stopped. So she has 7 days of blood, 7 days of Tumah. That night, the eighth night, she's permitted to go to the mikvah. She's going to be considered Torah. This correlates somewhat with a woman's normal cycle. A woman's normal cycle is 5, 6, 7 days. So she has the normal cycle. She's prohibited to her husband during that time. And then, as soon as that's finished, she can go to the mikvah on the eighth night, and it's muteres. She has to wait complete 7 days, but once the 7 days are over and she stops seeing blood, she may go to the mikvah. If she keeps on seeing blood, she has to wait until she stops seeing it. But once she stops seeing blood, she's okay. But zava is a totally different thing. Zava is belas nidasa. Zava, there's two types of zava. Zava ktana is if she sees once or twice. She sees once or twice, she's tameya, just for an additional day, what the Mishnah is also called Shemeres Yom Kneged Yom. She has to stop, finish that day. She can order the mikvah once she is clean. And then we have Zava Gedola, which is what we're talking about in contrast to Nida. Zava Gedola needs to wait 7 days also. But there's a major, major difference between a Nida and a Zava, in that Zava has to wait 7 days, Zayin Nikiyim. 7 days in which there's no blood. So think of the contrast. A Nida can have 7 days of Tumah, but those 7 days she can still be having a normal period. As long as she stops at the end of the seventh day, goes to mikvah that night, she's Torah. But a Zava needs to wait till everything stops. After everything stops, she then checks herself for 7 days, and then may go to the mikvah. So a Nida has a tremendous cruel, it's only 7 days, even if she's Roah the whole time. Zava is a tremendous Chumra, Zainatim. So she has to, let's say, seize 3 times, 4 times, she sees for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Then after she sees for a few days, she needs to wait 7 additional days, which have no blood. She checks herself to make sure there's no blood. Then she may go to the mikvah. There's one leniency we have with Zava, which we deny of Anida. Zava has the concept of mitzvah hayom kukulo. Zava, in theory, may go to the mikvah as soon as the seventh day starts, the seventh clean day starts. As opposed to Anida that needs to wait 7 complete days, Zava is allowed to wait 7 days that are clean, but already in the morning, perhaps even the evening, as soon as the seventh day starts, she can already make sure she's Torah and Dorimut for that time. So it's really 6 days plus a little bit. We don't pass in that way Halacha Maisa, but that's in theory Mitzvah Tertula. So it's important to realize, don't confuse them. When I was, years ago, when I was in Refractor Shir, when there were dinosaurs roaming the earth, so I knew this is a kind of Nida, Zava, you know, they're all the same thing. They're all Tmeya women, they're Tmeyos. So Rav Shechter had a question on his Bechina. What's the source for Mitzvah Tertula and all of Torah? So what's the answer? The answer. So I wrote the answer is Nida. Meaning, you know, come on. The Parsha of Tumah. So, wrong. Rav Shechter wrote in big letters, Zava. Don't make my mistake. Zava is Mitzvah Tertula. Nida is not. So it's not just the Parshas are the same. There's a big difference. So to the untrained eye, yeah, the Parsha of Tumah of a woman teaches us that, but it's specifically a difference. Nida does not have mitzvah tertula. Zava does. Zava can wait 6 days and a little bit, then go to the mikvah. But the big difference is Zava has to be have 7 days which are clean, as opposed to a Nida that does not. What determines if it's woman is a Nida or a Zava? Here we have the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, Rashi, Rav Rishonim. The Rambam says, as he says quite clearly in Hilchos Isuri Biyah, when a woman first begins to menstruate, she's a bas mitzvah girl, around 12 years old, she has to keep a calendar. The first 7 days that she starts having her period, she's considered a nida. Next 11 days, the Gemara says that there's 11 days of ziva. So she has to mark her calendar already from when she has her first period. 7 days, I'm considered a nida. 11 days are made days of Ziva. If I'm Roa during those days, I'm considered a Zava and I have a Chumra. If I'm not Roa, I'm considered a Nida. She has to always mark her calendar, 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. And then, whenever she has her period, she has to see, which day in my calendar is this full? If it fell in one of those 7 days, then I'm considered a Nida. If it fell in one of the 11-day blocks, I'm considered a Zava. Now, of course, according to the Rambam, a woman can still be Tahora if she has days marked as 7, as 11, as 7, as 11 on her calendar, but she doesn't see any blood during those days. Of course, she's not a Nida or a Zava. It's only that if she sees blood, she has to run to her calendar and say, oh, what day is today? Today's Anita day in my cycle, I'm anita. Oh, so there's a ziva day in my cycle, I'm considered a zava. That's the Rambam's opinion. Rashi though, and Erechin, the Ramban, Rav Rishonim disagree, and they hold that the Rambam is incorrect in two ways. Number one, according to the Rashi, as Rashi says quite clearly in Erechin, most days of a woman, the default is that a woman is considered an Iza. We expect her period to come. The only way Ziva ever happens is if a woman has her nidus, she sees the blood, she becomes a nida, counts to 7 days, she stops, and she's tahara, and all of a sudden, she has blood again. Blood again? We don't expect that. That's belais nidasa. During the 11 days that immediately follow a period, that's considered days of Ziva. So if she's Roeh, normally, whenever she's Roeh, she doesn't need to look at her calendar, we presume she's a Nida. After those 7 days are over, if she's Roeh again, she has 11 days, if she's Roeh during those 11 days, then she's considered a Zava. And after those 11 days, depends. Two options. If during those 11 days she did not see, then the 11 days are over, and for the rest of her life she's a Nida again. She's in days of Nida, until she actually sees. Then she becomes a Nida, and then after she finishes seeing, 11 days more she's considered a Zava, the cycle goes over itself. That's if she did not see. So if she did not see, we have, she saw one time to make herself into a Nida, then she has a potential 11 days that are considered Ziva. Once those 11 days are over, if she didn't see, she goes back to Nida forever and ever. For months and months and months, in theory, she could be considered a Nida. What if during those 11 days she did see? So says Rashi and the Ramban that if during those 11 days that potentially you may ziva, she saw, then she's considered a zava, and she can never return to her yemei nida until she counts zayin akim. So again, if she saw, if she didn't see, she has 7 days of nida, which she did see during, but then 11 days she didn't see during, then she automatically starts back to Nida for 7, 8, 20, 30, 40 days, keeps on going. But if during those 11 days that her Yemei Ziva, she does see, she's never, ever going to go back to her Yemei Nida until she has the Zayin Kim that we talked about, which get rid of the status of Nida altogether. So if she's Roa, let's say, she's a Nida, during the 7 days of Nida, she sees. That makes it that she's a Nida. Then she stops seeing. She goes to Mitzvah, she wants to be with her husband, then a day later she sees, she's considered a Zava during those 11 days. And then, once a week, she sees again. What's her status? Always a Zava. Because she keeps on going and going and going until she gets rid of the status of Ziva, she never goes back to Nida. So there's two Chidushim in Rashi and the Ramban. Number one, that if she wants to know her status in general, she's always a Nida, unless it's 11 days immediately following Yemei Nida, then she's a Zava. Number two, if she sees during those Yemei Ziva, she can never get rid of that status of Ziva, or being Yemei Ziva, until she has 11, until she has her Zayin Akim, that can get rid of the status of Yemei Ziva. Mike? The Rambam says, we don't care what's going on in your body. Set up a calendar. It's always 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. It's irrelevant.
Oh, but the rational body is...
It's all based on what's going on in her body.
So if it's less than 7, then she can leave her
with. In which case? The case of...
In the case of... Not the case of Ziva, but just in the normal case of Ziva. So if she... So in the first finish, right? So what is the first finish?
The Rambam says it's all based upon. The Rambam says a woman is, for most of her life, is going to be a Zava, if you think about it, because there are 11 days Ziva and 7 days Nida, so 11 to 7, barring pregnancies and other issues, she's going to have 11 days of Ziva for every 7 days of Nida. On her calendar, these days be Nida, these days be Ziva, these days Nida, these days Ziva. As opposed to, according to the Ramban, no, most days are considered Nida. The only days that ever exist as Ziva are 11 days after Nida, that she actually saw. Chiddush number one. And chiddush number two is that Ziva continues forever. Not like the Rambam that it says it goes on a calendar. It continues forever until she is going to finish with Zayin Nikiyim. And before your question, the Brister Rav here is not Masbir, he's Magdir in Erechin on the Rashi. The Brister Rav in the notes in Erechin just says Magdir. According to the Rambam, the entire Chiddush of Ziva and Nida is Toyin on Yamin. It's Toyin on days. You may Nida, you may Ziva. As opposed to according to the Ramban, it's Toyin on Re'ia. It's based upon what her body does. If her body has a period, then 11 days afterwards are considered you may Ziva. And then 7 days afterwards are considered you may Nida, and forever never again. As opposed to the Rambam that says it's based upon calendar, it's Yamim. Yamim Haruim Ziva, Yamim Haruim Nida. According to the Ramban, it's based on her body. Depends what her body's doing. Usually she's a Nida. If she has a period, then Nida can be over for 11 days in Ziva, and then it goes back to Nida again for a long time. Ezra? Yeah, sure. Oh, well, it seems like the Rambam would say, it's still, the Rambam still reads the Torah, says, Velo es nidasa and es nidasa. The Rambam would probably say, it's not normal. Women should only be seeing no less than every 18 days. They should only be seeing their yamei nidus, in theory.
If anything besides pregnancy messes up the system, I would say it doesn't matter.
Meaning, if she doesn't know, then she's in trouble. If she doesn't know, she's in trouble. Aaron.
For the Rambam, if she sees during Ziva, and then sees again, and doesn't get time to keep it, then she sees again during Ziva, she no longer sees Ziva, she's just a Ziva, and she doesn't have to be time to keep it anymore?
Well, she might need Zayin Nikiyim in order to get rid of the status of the Tumah before, but those are still Yemei Nida. Right? I mean, she still needs...
I mean, there's no not being, I mean, the second Kiddush that you're saying, Rashi, that she's always a Ziva until, she's always a Ziva until she gets Zayin Nikiyim. The Rambam would agree that you still need Zayin Nikiyim, even if you saw again Yemei Nida without...
That's true.
So there's no not being a Ziva, it's just that those days still...
It's what creates the days. What creates the days is all today. Right. Zeb?
So the Ramadan, if she has a period, if it's more than 11 days, she can end up, for example, get through program and do
it. Yes, right, 100%. Right, exactly. So there are many, many, many questions. Everything. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Beis Yosef, who is not. Beis Yosef, what are the three sources Beis Yosef uses for any halacha? Who are the three sources Beis Yosef ever uses for halacha? What are the three? Amudei Olam, the Rif, Rambam and Rash. So the Beis Yosef definitely loves the Rambam, as we all love the Rambam. But Beis Yosef says here, try Nidchu Dvarav. All the Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam, the Raya's Beruros, they all prove from Gemara's, from Mishnayos, against the Rambam. The Rambam is a Pella. So if anyone thinks the Rambam is a Pella, you're in good company. Well, the Maisa, that's what the Rambam says. Okay?
Yeah, for the Rambam, if she sees that Amidah on the third
day,
does she have to wait 7 days?
No. No, according to everyone, she can still wait only, she needs to only go to the mikveh after 7 days are finished. She can be seeing blood the whole time during those 7 days. And she's still considered only a nida. Yes. No, for a nida, she can be seeing for 7 straight days, as long as she can stop before the 7th day is over.
No. From when it progresses.
Oh, according to the Rambam, no, because once it starts, you may need it, it's considered you may need it. Right.
Even so, 7 days from where it should have started, or from when it actually
missed that? No, it's from it should have. I mean, you're right. So if she has three, if she's going to see on day three,
right,
then keeps on going for 7 days, she's in trouble. She's going to be now back to Meziva.
She's
going to.
She's
going to
say,
yes.
Then
she has to
wait until.
No, she has. The way of being mitar herself in the calendar are two different things. I mean, if she's rowed for 2 weeks straight, the Rambam is going to say she started off as a nida, she's going to come as Zava afterwards.
I was like, what if she doesn't see? What if she only sees for 2 days? Like, the day she should have started
her. Right, then still, then.
So she has to wait until day
10. Still has to wait. Still has to wait till day 10, for sure.
Day 10.
For sure, that's how. Right.
So you still have to wait.
Right, just what's the reconsidered?
Less than 7 days from the time she's down.
Right, never. Yeah, right. Ruvain? Same. Ellie?
Rambam and Rambam slash Rosh very disagree as to what the time of the Mazi, but it's important to the Rambam.
Correct. Yes.
But does he, I always say that it's so clear from his words that he disagrees as the second point as to according to Rambam. I don't think it's that clear that Yemei Nida are always going to be 7 days. Yemei Nida, I think according to Rambam, he could explain, is from after the 11 days are over until 7 days after she has heard it. She sees what?
But But it's not. The Rambam writes, V'chein chozer chalila. It always goes back and forth. It's straight. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. No, but he says clearly, it's not, he says.
7-11, then after 7-11, right.
No, I think it's clear in the Rambam that it's kachi mishpata, straight, based on the calendar. Eitan.
Right.
Now,
if she sees on day 4, that's the first time she sees, so
the
Rambam says she's
going to
make on day 7.
No. She still needs to wait 7. The Pasuk says she needs to wait 7 days.
But Rambam will just say that is in that last
No, time. The question is, well, this halacha focus is what is the Riyah considered? Is it considered a Nida period or a Ziva period? But how she gets rid of the Tumah, you still need 7 days, for sure. You can't say, oh, I'm lucky, I saw it on the 6th day, I only have to wait 1 day. That we're never going to say. Lamaisa. Why is this halacha ma'isa? Because on the pages of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam is quoted. Where is the Rambam quoted in the pages of the Shulchan Aruch? He's quoted in a way that we don't hold of. The Shach Sivkat and Dawud. Shach Sivkat and Dawud quotes from the Atar Zav. Who's the Atar Zav? Some of the fancy ones that takes away all the fun. Who's the Atar Zav? That's the Lavush. Lavush's name was Rav Mordechai Yaffa. So Rav Mordechai Yaffa wrote different names for different svarim that he wrote, based upon the pasuk in the Megillah. Megillah says, "Umardecha yatzim b'fnei amelach, levush malchus, tcheres v'chur, aterizav." So it calls different levushim. There's levush aterizav, levush malchus. So aterizav is the levush aterizav. That's the levush on Hilchos Yerideya. There are different names, different svarim in levush based upon the pasuk. Levush tcheres, different svarim in the levush. So the levush, as the Shach quotes, says following Lashon, look inside. Kibul Chazal Halachom Moshe Mi'Sinai. See where I'm in the middle of the Shach, where he quotes the Terezov, quotes the Levush. Sheyud Alf Yom Yesh Acher Shiva Yemei Nida. There's 11 days after Nidus. So far that's good. Who agrees to the idea of 11 days after 7 days? Everyone. Good. You may need a Vimrasab Osan Yudalaf Hinitra Zava. If she sees during those 11 days, she's considered a Zava. So far, who agrees to that? Everyone. Va'acharkach, after those 7 days, Choseres Litaris Nida. She becomes a Nida. V'chein Liolam. The same thing keeps on going. Zayin may Nida, 7 days of Nidos. Acharasay Yimei Ziva. And then 11 days of Ziva. Yimei Nidos. Nidus and Zivus. V'chein liyolam. That's forever. Koyameh, all her days. V'chein v'chol ze midin Torah. That is minat Torah. Says the Shach, hold on a second. Levush, you're writing halacha maisa, but you made a mistake. Zeu das harambam. That's the Rambam's approach. Aval kharisidu of kol apostim. All the postmen disagree. They say, we don't hold to the Rambam, that a woman has a constant cycle based on the calendar. So, the Levush, according to the Shach, is the opinion of the Rambam, and says the Shach, I don't know why you're quoting the opinion of the Rambam. Lamaisa, we don't hold to the Rambam. Why bother quoting it? Says the Taras HaShlamim in Oz Dimel, I don't understand. The Shach is wrong. I like the Levush. B'derech Tchal, there is some postim that the Shach votes against all the time in Yerideya, and we usually pass them against. Two of the two postim I think most often quoted in the Shach that the Shach disagrees with, and we don't usually pass them like the Marshal and the Levush. Marshal in Yerideya, especially in Yerideya, Basu B'chalav, Tarubus, we have the Marshal quoted, and we often don't pass them that way, as well as the Levush is often quoted, we don't pass them that way, according to the Shach. But says the Taras HaShamim, well, nice, the Levush is right, Shach. I don't know why you're picking on the Levush. The Levush is correct. So, says Taras HaShamim in Ostrim, look very carefully. The Levush himself says, this is the middle, around the third line of Taras HaShamim, V'zeh Lashono, this is the Lashon Levush. Im Rasa B'soch Yud Aleph Yom, Shoshim Mitzufim, V'nasa Zavagadol, if she sees for 11 days, and then she has she becomes Zavar Gdola during those 11 days. Eina chozeres to Meinidus ad shiloh shivinatiyim. She only returns back to Meinidus after shivinatiyim. Whose opinion is that? That she can be, those 11 days of Ziva can last forever and ever until she has Zainatiyim to get rid of them. Whose opinion is that? Opinion of the Ramban and Rashi. So the Torah says, look on the Lavush carefully. Put on your glasses and look on the Lavush. I don't know why you're picking on the Lavush and the Lavush is like the Ramban. It's not true. The Lavush is like the Ramban. He says that Ziva lasts forever until you get out of it. But L'chora, keep in mind, Rabbi said, we said, how many Chidushim did Rashi and Ramban say that's the Rambam? Two. Which two? Number one, the 11 days continue forever if a woman keeps on being roved. Position number one. Number two, the 11 days stop and then have days of visa after them if a woman's not roved. So if a woman has her period of 7 days, then 11 days of ziva. If she's not roved, what happens next? According to Rashi and Ramban. She has Ziva. She has Nida. How long is the Nida going to last if those 11 days are over if she's not Roa? Forever and ever and ever and ever until she sees and the whole thing started over again. So, you're right. The Torah Shalom saved the Lavush when the Lavush said that if she's Roa, she was going and going in Ziva and enters her body forever and ever and ever. Going and going and going. But also, the Chiddush number two of the Rashi and the Ramban was that if the woman is not Roa, she has 11 days of Ziva. If she's not Roa, she goes back to Yemei Nida for how long? Forever, until she sees, then the whole cycle starts over again. Look back, Rabosai, in the Lashon of the Shach Konin Levush. How does he say? Kein Liolam. Zay Yemei Nida, Acharese Yemei Ziva, Yemei Nidus, Vachrim Yemei Zivus, Vachem Liolam Kol Yameha. What does that sound like? A cycle. Nidus, Zivus, Nidus, Zivus, Nidus, Zivus. Whose approach is that? It's a constant cycle, even if her body does nothing. That's the approach of the Rambam. So the Rosh Hashanah saves the Lavush in one way. He saves the Lavush in the halakha of if she's Roa. If she's Roa, you're right. The Lavush passes like the Ramban, who said that if she's Roa during those 11 days, the 11 days continue for a long time. As opposed to the Rambam that says the 11 days are going to stop. But the Lavush says the Shach still made a mistake as far as what if she's not Roa? If she's not Roa, according to the Rambam, 11 days are over, then 7 and 11 and 7 and 11. According to the Ramban and Rashi, 11 days are over, then 7 days start, 8 days, 9 days, she's going to be Lanita forever and ever. Says the so the Torah Shalom is saving the Lavush in one way, but the Shach, the Torah, saw the Lavush well also. The Shach saw the problem in the Lavush nonetheless. Even though the Lavush is correct as far as if she's Roa. So it's a Shach, the Lavush is not correct as far as if she is not Roa. Because if she's not Roa, why does the Lavush say that it's a cycle? 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11. There's only one person that we can pin the cycle of 7, 11, 7, 11, 7, 11 on. Who's that? The Rambam. But Lavush, that's not Halacha Maisa. So yes, the Lavush is right as far as what happens if she's Roa. The 11 days continue to be much more than 11 days. But if she's not Roa, the Lavush is wrong, says the Shach. That's why the Shach is very upset at the Lashon of the Lavush. Is this Nodei Halacha Maisa? No. Because Lamaisa, we paskin that the Rambam is outvoted. And as we'll see, Bez Hashem, in the future, even if the Rambam would be voted, we are always choshes that women's considered a Zava nowadays altogether. So it's not Nodei Halacha Maisa anyway. But it's a world famous Machlokas, Ramban and Rambam. The Shach here takes the Lavush to task. Tosh Rambam defends the Lavush, but only partially, because in reality, the Lavush still has something to talk about, but the Shach is upset about. Adam.
The Lavush is a little bit ambiguous. He said that she comes with Zayin and Yudas, and then immediately following that, 11 days of Yudas, or is he saying that provided she sees blood during that supposed 7 days, then the 11 days are again? He doesn't explain.
Right, that's the problem. No, but the lesson of Kol Yameha meaning straight. It's Kol Yameha meaning just a straight cycle.
Maybe.
You have to worry. Bam is a beautiful new version of the Lavush of the Lavush, a fancy printed Lavush with beautiful Avdamas in his office. You can borrow it, you can look at the Lavush inside. You'll see the Lavush inside is no more clear than it is here. And the Shach, we understand what the Shach is bothered by. Before we finish, any other questions?
Ezra? For the Rama, just again, a clarifying question is if a woman is in her 11 days according to the Rama, and she sees blood for one day, does she have to wait at all, or she goes to
Mikvah? No, she's Shemesh Mikvah Yom. She has to wait till she has completes the day and doesn't have Satara and goes to Mikvah that night.
So
that's Zavach Tana. Yes, for sure. For sure. 100%. If she's a Zavah, and she's only one time, we'll see that in Ogeya, as Hashem, when we talk about Rebbe and Rav Zeira, the status of Zavah, she can sometimes have only one day as opposed to 7 days. 100%. In the history of the Kollel, for many, many years, as